Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
You have a long and highly regarded career. You've produced a lot of documentaries, especially when it comes to how this country treated Japanese Americans. But what inspired you to take a look at the opiate crisis in this latest film?
Well, I think it was just clearly a compelling story that I felt other urban media was sort of missing.
Why did you choose Cape Cod to highlight this kind of issue?
One, it was so bad there that there was kind of an openness, a desperation to start talking about it. In the film, there's a parents group that meets every Monday, and they all showed up. And I think it's because they were sort of tired of keeping the story in the shadows.
The people that you feature in this film, 8 heroin users, they're all young.
Yeah, they're from 21 to 28. One mother, I think, really poignantly points out, if my child was suffering from a disease that was this perilous, people would be bringing me casseroles, but instead everyone's ignoring it.
The film is presented kind of in the style of cinema verite, realistic. It's not necessarily portraying the subjects in a very polished light. Why?
It's the kind of film in which the kids should speak for themselves. For me, it's about the human side of addiction as opposed to a lecture or a message film, or it's not an educational film. It's simply to show you that these are the kids that you might know, you might care about. As one of them says in the film, I could be your daughter. That, to me, is really powerful.
Some of those people that you've highlighted have lost that battle since.
2 of the 8 addicts in the film died from overdoses. They were either alone or they were with people that were too stoned to help them. And, you know, they were really bright young people who could do, you know, anything.
And how do you think the reaction's going to be from the viewing public? What do you expect to hear and see?
Well, I'm, you know, a little nervous about the local screenings in Cape Cod and Boston because it's so close to home. But I think people who've seen the film can see its power and that it just says what's happening, I think, in a meaningful way. The national broadcast, I think it'll be startling for people. You know, when you hear the word heroin, you think of the dark alleys and sketchy neighborhoods, but heroin is everywhere. You know, I mean, the opiates are in your own medicine cabinet. 80% of heroin addicts started with prescription pain pills. It's really easy to see these issues as something that happens to other people, and I think the message is happening to everybody.
Well, director Stephen Okazaki, thank you so much for talking with us about your film.
Thank you.